Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
What's the old saying? When a door closes, a window opens. Something like that.
Does the window close and the door open, or does the door close and the window open?
Well, something's closed and something opened. At least it did for Abby.
Okay.
She got a breeze from somewhere. Doesn't really matter where. You found a little hole somewhere, right?
Somebody was breaking wind.
But I think the phrase that my mom used when she would tell me to, you know, to pick myself back up and not be feel so rejected is, when you experience rejection, it's just redirection, which is the most annoying thing.
It's one of my favorite quotes.
That though. Yeah. It's a great quote, but it's so annoying when you're in the moment of feeling sorry for yourself. You're like, shut up and just feel sorry for me.
Let me have my pity party and then give me these great anecdotes like next week.
That's exactly how I feel, except now I'm in the reverse position, because now I get to stand for my high and mighty position and get to tell the world rejection is just redirection. Because that's how I was feeling last week when we went to our morning show boot camp convention, because I got to see everyone who got the jobs that I had applied for before this.
All right, so for those that don't know, morning show boot camp, it's a radio conference that we attend pretty much every year, and it brings together radio talent, morning radio talent from across the country. Even there's shows from Canada that come in and participate. There's also like programmers, higher ups, PDs, you know, you name it. And it's just all about sharing ideas and what we can do to make radio better for you.
Exactly. And it's a really fun time to see everyone from the industry. And like the industry is so small that I feel like everyone kind of knows everybody. Mm-hmm. And I recognize a lot of faces just from, you know, previous internships, and also from seeing those announcement posts of when I didn't get a job and having to pretend to be happy for someone. But jokingly,
how many did you apply for?
I probably applied for like 15 different jobs.
No way.
Yeah, I was trying. So I came from my hometown of Jacksonville, Florida, and I was desperate to get out. I was happy at my old job. I mean, like, really had a great experience at my old company. There was nothing wrong with it, but I was sick of living in my hometown, and I had dreams of doing literally what I'm doing right now, being on a national radio show, getting to be, you know, part of people's mornings. And it was really frustrating applying for so many different things and constantly getting rejected over and over and over. And you know, going to this convention and seeing like the physical manifestation of all the rejections I had had over the last 4 years, which I know doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a little bit of a beat down,
yeah.
You know, when you're constantly getting like a stream of no's. And I was kind of sitting there, I'm like, my mom was right. Rejection really is redirection, because I was looking at who got those positions, I knew they were the perfect choice for mm-hmm. either that show or that specific role. And in the same way that I feel that about them, I was like, feel that way about where I'm at now. Like, I really do feel like everything had worked out kind of perfectly. I love Atlanta. I love the city that we live in. I love the people that I work with. I have friends in this city. I enjoy the show that I'm on. And I just was having like war flashbacks of like getting those phone calls up where like you get that the program director, the manager, whoever's rejecting you calls you up and they have that tone in your voice and in their voice, and you know what they're about to say. And it's like a weird form of like PTSD. But then, you know, I get to kind of be on the other side of it now and kind of get to share like a little bit of hope and a little bit of like wisdom, I guess, of like, my mom was right. And if you are in a place where you feel like you feel lost or stifled, or
you feel like you're failing over and over again.
It's what is meant for you is meant for you, and it's just not your time yet. And I feel very grateful that I get to be on the other side of it, not still be in my hometown being like, my mom's a liar.
I think it is a very valuable lesson. And I think it's a message a lot of people, especially those that are, you know, right out of college can, because you can have your heart set on this one job and you like in your head, you perceive it as this is the gig. Like this is what I'm like, that's the job. And then you don't get it. And I could see being in the dumps, which you are allowed to be, like allow yourself to have that. But I've always said, like, you can have a pity party. You just can't live there. Like, it's a party. It ends. You have to move on. So I think that's great. And then, like, I think for you, it's so crazy that we had that convention. So you literally got to see that all in front of you. And then knowing that, I firmly believe, I was going to crack a joke and be like, what do these people know that we don't know about you, that they didn't hire you and we did? No, you were like the perfect little puzzle piece at the right time for the right show, for the right chemistry. And so I, at this point, I couldn't imagine anybody else sitting in that seat but you right now.
Aw, thank you.
I used to take rejection really hard too. And it's funny because my grandmother used to tell me the same exact quote. And one of my other favorite quotes is, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So when rejection happens, it does. I do believe in my experiences that it does put you where you're supposed to be and not always necessarily where you wanted to be, but it always works out in the end.
And I believe that for the people who got the jobs that I wanted. I feel like they were the perfect puzzle pieces, and I truly mean that. I don't mean that from like a, and I got this job and it sucks for you. That they, yeah. I think they are in the exact position that they were supposed to be, in the same way that I feel like I'm in the exact position that I'm supposed to be. Period.
I love that message. And I'm sure somebody listening right now needed to hear that, who's been rejected multiple times, knowing that your big chance is very, very well could just be right around the corner.
100%. Because I literally, some of these positions I really thought were going to be like it for me. There were certain cities that I thought I was going to live in, probably because there was a boy that I wanted to date there. And and it just all works out. And so I feel really grateful that I get to be on the other side of it.
So did the window open or did the door open? Because I'm still there.
You know what? The roof blew off the house, baby.
Okay.
If she got this show, the roof blew off the house.
Okay, we don't need no water.
Let that mother burn.
The Burt Show.